Good solid start by Mac O'Neill as they head down into turn number four and onto the back straight for the first time. Mac O'Neill in that 81 cart, fastest qualifier, and is looking very strong as they come out of the hairpin and head up towards Windmill. So through Windmill now, and they come through that infield part up over the short chute into the kink now and towards the final turns, and Mac O'Neill pulls away at the front of the field. So Mac O'Neill in the top cart, number 81 across the start finish line, and leads from the 77. That's the Subway Bathurst and Kelso Arrow AX9 from Orange, Henry McLansborough, 2.3 seconds back after the first lap. William Cozzi in the 9 from Lithgow in the top cart sits back there in 3rd with Brooklyn Skubiris back there in 4th position. That's the Vinyl Line Pool Services Arrow, also from Lithgow there, Brooklyn Skubiris. So all starting to spread out quite a bit now here as we kick off the racing. Cadets, as Mac O'Neill heads down into turn number one, and Mac O'Neill out there is a 50.050, his fastest lap. So as Mac O'Neill comes out of the hairpin once again, Henry McLansborough was about 1.5 seconds behind. But it's McLansborough, Cozzi back there in 3rd place, still 7 seconds back off the leader, and Brooklyn Skubiris in 4th place. So unfortunately, Cooper Beaton withdrawing from this event. We hope to see Cooper Beaton from Grenfell back out on the track in 2 weeks' time at the Southern Star Series. That'll be held across there in Grenfell. That'll be a great weekend. And, of course, the ACT titles next weekend down there at the Canberra Kartway. So plenty of karting up and around this region as Mac O'Neill, Worth-sponsored top cart, leading the way here on lap number 3 of 10 here in heat number 1. So race leader, 81 of Mac O'Neill, across the start-finish line now. Then it's back to Henry McLansborough, who's driving extremely well. A 51.331 for McLansborough. William Cozzi, a 52.610. Skubiris rounding out the field in the 70p cart. So the P plate out there showing that the driver has had less than 3 race meetings. And is still trying to learn the ropes in the karting sense. So after a driver has completed their 3 meetings to the official satisfaction, they will then of course be able to start anywhere in the field, or in this case, as we've seen today in the Super Heavy Challenge, anywhere they qualified. So that's why you might see throughout the 3 qualifying heats, the pre-final and finals, that this meeting you might have a faster cart starting behind the field because they have a P plate still on that cart. So as Mac O'Neill starts to close in now on Brooklyn Skubiris from Lithgow, Skubiris starting to get the blue flags being waved at her. Mac O'Neill, though, just doing it very easy. Good work there from Skibiris, who got out the way there and allowed Mac O'Neill to make the move going into the hairpin. So as he comes up towards Windmill once again, through the two left-handers and up onto the short chute, that heads us to the final turns now. Mac O'Neill, fantastic driving, a 48.688, his fastest lap, his last lap of 48.7 and this lap of 49.2, so some very good consistent times from Mac O'Neill, who leads the way. McLansborough still sits in second position. Across the line now, McLansborough getting very wide on the racetrack, had his left rear tyre, right on the white line at the very extreme edge of the track. He'll need to be careful with that. If he gets a wheel into the grass there, he might find some problems. But he too is coming up onto the back of the 70p card of Brooklyn Skibiris. So once again, we'll see how McLansborough can handle the slower traffic. Mac O'Neill clicks off another lap to complete lap number 7 here in heat number 1 of the Cadets in this, the Super Heavy Challenge, proudly brought to you by the Orange City Council, along with great support from Studio 15 and Norton's on the Highway. As now, well, McLansborough just got a bit phased coming up on the back of Skibiris there, so we'll lose a bit of time. Eventually makes the move around the outside going into turn number 4. So as the leader now will receive the white flag. Lap 8 now in the book, and we have a spinner down there. That's McLansborough. So McLansborough just going through the two left-handers there and has spun. So Skibiris coming back up. So we wait now as, oh, around goes Skibiris. I'm wondering if it started to rain out there on the circuit. A lot of carts just starting to spin for no particularly good reason. And the 70 cart of Skibiris is now stranded. So, yellow flag out down there in the final turns. As through the hairpin, Mac O'Neill is your race leader. So, white flag out as Mac O'Neill starts his final lap. And the checkered flag at the ready for Mac O'Neill, as the yellow flag still out now as McLansborough comes through the final turns. Race leader heads through Windmill for the final time, through the left-handers, and Mac O'Neill in that top cart, sponsored by Worth Fasteners, and from Dubbo, gets the first win in the Super Heavy Challenge. Mac O'Neill takes the victory. Henry McLansborough will McLansborough in that 77 cart will be there in second place. Then it's Cozzy and Skibiris, as they work their way through the final turns now. McLansborough in the 77. McLansborough very happy with that after a spin. For McLansborough midway through the race, he has been able to hold on to that second. And William Cozzy there, back there in third, really closed in that last lap to have only a 2.428 second gap. Brooklyn Skibiris, of course, having that spin down there in the final turns. And, well, they're just retrieving that card now. So a great start here to the Super Heavy Challenge here at the Orange Cardway.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.
The Clubman Super Heavies. Adam Riley has the pole, a great qualifying in the Clubman Super Heavies. 27, the man to watch. 16, Paul Cooper, also very quick. Alex Taylor in the 23. Comes out of position number 3. As they're side by side, Cooper does the switch over, going into the S's down the hill, the flip-flop down the hill, and I think Cooper might have got past Riley as they work their way into the hairpin for the first time. So race leader is the 16 card of Paul Cooper, as Riley just got picked off. They're going down the hill for the first time. He's got some work to do now, because Cooper was very quick in the early part of the qualifying session. So some great racing here as the leaders come across the start-finish line, then nose to tail. Two good battles, actually. First and second, nose to tail, as they come through the flip-flop down there into turn number 4 now and onto the back straight, heading towards the S's. Then Alex Taylor in the 23 and Michael Hazelton in the 2 are having a good battle of their own. Further back in the field, Tailby and Brent Dixon in the 68 and 24 has got on their back bumper the 70 of Paul Scriveris. So that battle also fighting along. But as they work along the start finish line, it is Cooper, Riley. Riley looking to make the move, going down the pit straight into the flip-flop now, and he's still behind Cooper, who in the 16 cart leads the way. Cooper, Riley, then it's Taylor, Hazelton, Dixon, Tailby, Scriveris, Kurt Dixon running in 8th place, rounding out the field, and is falling quite a ways back on the rest of the field. Leaders come across the start-finish line. Paul Cooper has now got Riley up the inside, and Riley makes the move going into turn number 1. So Adam Riley with a good setup there, heads down the pit straight through the flip-flop and into turn 4 as your race leader. Got a great move running up the start-finish straight that time, and was able to set up and complete the pass without too much trouble at all. Adam Riley, your race leader in cart 27. Cooper back there in second. Then this battle continues on between Taylor and Hazelton. There's been nothing between those two drivers now, as it is, and a gap closing there between those two and the front two, as the 23 card of Alex Taylor has still got Michael Hazelton in the 2 right on his back bumper, and they are closing in on Cooper now, who runs in second place as Riley has kicked away to about a 3-car length advantage. It closes up to almost nothing as Cooper goes in hard under brake, as so often. Fast in is slow out, and Riley will open up his gap to probably about a 5-car length advantage after Cooper had closed it up to almost a zero going into the hairpin that time. So they work through the final turns and head up the start-finish straight once again. And it is Riley out to his biggest lead of the race. A 1 second gap for your leader at the front of the field. Cooper, Taylor and Hazelton are all nose to tail now as Cooper is under pressure. Taylor tried to make a move. That's going to give Hazelton opportunity. It looks like Hazelton has lost his nose cone in the battle there. Something flew off the cart going down the long back straight and into the hairpin. I'm not sure. Yes, it's definitely a nose cone off one of those carts. So that will end the race for the two cart of Michael Hazelton, because you cannot race sprint carts without a nose cone. So the black and white diagonal flag has gone out. And in fact, I would have thought that should have been the meatball flag to go out there, that he wasn't real happy with the officials who gave him that flag. So I wonder if anything will be said about that. Adam Riley is your race leader. He's out to a 1.2 second lead over Paul Cooper in the 16 car. Then it's the 23 of Alex Taylor. Back to Talby, Dixon, Skrbiris and Curtis Dixon is your running order. So Adam Riley completes lap number 6, and his fastest lap of the race, 42.572. He did that on lap number 4. The orange driver leads the new North Shore Karting Club, number 16 of Paul Cooper, now by 1.1 seconds. Then it's back to Wollongong's Alex Taylor sitting back there in the mid race CRG, number 23. But they're all starting to spread out at the front of the field now. Talby in the 68 by himself in 4th position, with Brent Dixon back there in 5th, Skrbiris and Curtis Dixon rounding out the field. No one battling for position currently, as we have completed 7 laps here in heat number 1 of Clubman Super Heavy. So the race leader works his way through the hairpin once again and heads now along the straight towards Windmill, into Windmill through the two left-handers, up over the rise and onto the short chute now that leads to the kink and then the double right-handers to complete the lap. Riley taking a very steady approach here as he completes 8 laps. Paul Cooper. Cooper in the 16 cart, starting to feel some pressure now from the 23 of Alex Taylor. And also further back in the field, Paul Skrbiris is just starting to close in on Brent Dixon. So a couple of battles there. Looks like Taylor making a mistake into the hairpin that time, lost himself a whole bunch of ground. As the white flag is out, this time by white flag out for the 27 of Adam Riley. So Riley starts his final lap now. Cooper, Taylor all on their final lap. Then it's back to Talby, Dixon, Skrbiris. Skrbiris really putting the pressure on Brent Dixon now as they head through the flip-flop. Our leader is heading through the infield now and on to the short chute for the final time. Adam Riley will head through the final turns for the checkered flag. Adam Riley in the 27, Cooper in the 16, and Riley will take the victory. Cooper sits back there in second, Taylor in third, Talby in the 68. Brent Dixon, Paul Scriberis, Curtis Dixon round out the running order. So Adam Riley taking the victory here in Clubman Super Heavy.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
As they're away and racing here, C National here in David Dunbar, the 81, getting a good jump. Cozzy goes with him in the 89 as they head through turn and onto the back straight once again. Into the hairpin, no tail, the top three, Dunbar, Cozzy and Williams. As they come off the S's though, one of the carts slowing quite noticeably there. I think that might be Glenn Williams. Oh, another cart spun off the circuit. So a couple of carts off here early. One slowing on the circuit. That was Scott Nielsen, who had a great start, but has now started to fall back through the field. And our race leader, David Dunbar, leading the way from Gary Cozzy. So it was Glenn Williams who was running in third. Sarah Cozzy in the 71. Then it's back to Nathan Carr in the 7P with the 17P of Scott Nielsen running back there in fifth position. So a great battle at the front. Dunbar and Cozzy nose to tail as they head across the kink and on towards Windmill. Through Windmill now, and Cozzy's got a good run going through the left-handers. He's on the short chute, heads to the kink. Now to the final turns, the two right-handers that lead them back to the start-finish line. And it's Dunbar who leads the way. Dunbar from Cozzy, nose to tail there. Then it's Sarah Cozzy and Nathan Carr that has about a carp length difference between those two. Scott Neal back there in fifth place. Nose to tail at the front of the field as Cozzy really pushing David Dunbar. Your leader ahead out of the hairpin as they come up towards Will. Looked like Cozzy thought about making a lunge. Now through the two left-handers on the infield there and across that short chute. Through the kink and Dunbar in the 81. That's the David Dunbar Holmes arrow that leads the way. So Dunbar, 47.19 fastest lap in this race so far. And he's holding off Gary Cozzy. In fact, now he's given himself a bit of breathing room. Going into the hairpin that time, he's got about a two-cart length advantage over Gary Cozzy. So David Dunbar in the 81 through hair Windmill into the infield, two left-handers. Then it's back further to Nathan Carr, who that battle has sort of eased off slightly now. As it's got out to about a five-cart length gap between third and fourth places. So David Dunbar out to a three-cart length lead, going through turn four on the back straight. Here towards Cozzy tries to close up. Gets the gap down to 2 cart lengths as they accelerate away from the hairpin, through the kink and towards Windmill. And Dunbar, the orange driver, of course, based out there at Bathurst, David Dunbar. As Cozzy just saw him looking down and adjusting something on that card. What he was adjusting was the high and low speed needles, one of those two, to try and improve the performance of that card. As they come across the line, half race distance now completed. As David Dunbar in the 81 leads the way. Barry Cozzy sits in second. He's right back on the back bumper and trying to make a move as they go into the S's once again. Now, Dunbar pulls away out of the S's. Cozzy comes back towards him into Windmill, through the two left-handers on the infield, and then onto the short chute once again. So down into the kink and onto the final right-handers that lead us back to the start-finish straight. Dunbar leading Cozzy. The gap closed back down 2.2 of a second once again. Dunbar, Cozzy. 6 laps now completed. As the race leader heads down on straight. And Cozzy ranging up. Oh, Cozzy just got a bit of a snake tail going there as he was braking so hard, trying to make a move on Dunbar. He's got through the hairpin all right, though, as the leader continues to withstand the pressure. Dunbar from the Orange Car Club. Gary Cozzy from the Wollongong Car Club head through the short chute and into the kink now. Around the final turns, it's Dunbar with the advantage. 7 laps completed this time by. Dunbar leading the way. Cozzy, he opens that gap up to almost a half a second on that lap. Sarah Cozzy now has been passed by Nathan Carr, so she's got some work to do if she wants to third place. That battle is going on 10 seconds behind your race leader. So 8 laps completed next time by as the leader, David Dunbar, has once again opened up his advantage over Gary Cozzy in the 89 cart. Race leader heads over the short chute into the final turns once again. And up the start-finish straight. Dunbar, 8 laps into the book.
Starter, can I have the last lap board out to cart 81 please, next time by.
Dunbar leading the way by 0.7 of a second now as Gary Cozzy falls back. He heads through the hairpin and extends his lead. Cozzy makes a mistake going through. Dunbar leading it quite well. Cozzy's, very wide through the infield left-handers and lost more time heading along the short chute. So David Dunbar is opening up a very handy buffer as the white flag goes out to the 81 cart. Last lap commenced by your race leader, David Dunbar. Gary Cozzy sits back there in second position. Then it's back Carr, who's pulled well away from Sarah Cozzy now, as the 17P of Scott Nielsen rounds out the running order. But David Dunbar, well, he withstood a couple of charges from Gary Cozzy throughout this heat and has now heads through the windmill with a handy buffer. He was 2 seconds ahead of Gary Cozzy at the start of the final lap. As the checkered flag's at the ready, it is David Dunbar who heads up the start-finish straight for the final time. Dunbar takes the victory over Gary Cozzy. Cozzy, second place there, who's 1 second he pulled back on that last lap. Then it's Nathan Carr, Sarah Cozzy, and Scott Nielsen will complete the running order. Senior National Combined, great start to their racing action here in this super heavy challenge brought to the Orange Card Club.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.
So heading out onto the circuit now, we have the National Super Heavies, James Keane in the 51, Brian Macklin in the 25, and Hannah Talby in the 65. James Keane from Orange in that Midwest Multimedia cart. Ryan Macklinshaw in the 25, that's the top cart from Wollongong. And then Hannah Talby in the 65, Monaco from Dubbo, that's the Wilson Tower. So starter not happy with the formation that time. We'll see if they send him through the cutout this time down the bottom of the circuit, if they send them right the way around the track. No, it looks like they're going the whole way around. So, Junior National Super Heavy Heat number one. Keane had a significant advantage in the the last cart on the circuit. That's Hannah Talby, has reappeared from the hairpin. So that looks like it'll be just Keane and Macklinshaw that will head to the start-finish line. So looking to get a start underway time by Keane and Macklinshaw. Keane in the 51 on the pole, Macklinshaw in the 25 card. They're racing and Keane gets the jump. Macklinshaw heads down the hill into the flip-flop and towards turn number with a handy buffer already as they come in the hairpin. It's Keane Macklinshaw in qualifying. It was quite a handy buffer in the end to Keane, who set his best lap of 46.145. Macklinshaw was a 47.315. So you expect on those qualifying times that Keane will pull away across the course of this race. Keane's first lap gets himself a 0.888 of a second advantage over Macklinshaw as he works his way down into the hairpin for the second time. And he looks to have opened up that advantage even further. So James Keane, I know the Midwest Multimedia Arrow, there's got a cart currently for sale. I saw the sign there. You can go and see Trevor. James Keane has outgrown his original cart, and that one's now up for sale. So the 51 of James Keane leading the way. He had almost a second advantage first time out, and that is out to a 1.8 second advantage, a 47.895 to a 48.824. Keane leading the way. Macklinshaw back there in second, just bogging down quite a bit coming out of the hairpin that time, Macklinshaw, and that lost him a significant amount of ground as they go through the hairpin again, through the double left-handers. In fact, just check that, Windmill, and then the double left-handers on the infield. He has lost even more ground to the race leader, James Keane, there. So Macklinshaw heads up the start-finish straight into turn number one. Always a very exciting turn number one, where it's a blind exit. You can just see the apex as you head up the start-finish straight, and then you just turn in and go for a roller coaster ride down the hill to the flip-flop, and then hard on the brakes into turn number four. As through the infield once again, James Keane in the 51 car leading the way. Keane has opened up his advantage further still on this lap. So a 47.114. Keane sets his best lap of the race and opens this gap up between himself and Macklinshaw to 4.1 seconds. Keane goes into the hairpin quite late, brakes quite late, but gets a good run off the turn, which is quite important. Sometimes you go into that hairpin, you'll lose a lot of ground by going in deep and then not being able to turn the car and get on the accelerator to accelerate away as quickly. And the idea there is to try and get in and through that corner so you can get on the accelerator as quickly as possible, because you're not lifting again then till you get to Windmill. So James Keane in the 51, a 46.744. He extends his lead over Ryan Macklinshaw to 5.7 seconds. Macklinshaw, as I mentioned a few laps ago, again, this time he double apexed, or looked to have double apexed the hairpin, and that cost him more time trying to get off the corner. So look as the leader comes back across the start-finish line. And with six laps now completed, James Keane is leading the way. He sets another fastest lap of the race, a 46.439. Macklinshaw from Wollongong in the top cart. Cart number 25. Works his way down the back straight towards the hairpin. Got through the hairpin a bit better that time, but just seemed to take a while to get back on the throttle fully as he ran wide coming off the apex that time. Keane's having no problems out in front in that Midwest multimedia car. As he comes across the start-finish line, well, he sets another fastest lap of the race, a 46.337. Ryan Macklinshaw, his fastest lap was set on lap number 5, a 48.254. Unfortunately, Hannah Tailby had troubles on the second formation lap in the 65 cart and has been a non-starter. I can't quite see where that cart did eventually break down, but she's well clear off the circuit now. So James Keane coming to complete lap number 8. Keane in the 51 from Macklinshaw in the 25. The two carts still out there and circulating. Race leader heads into the hairpin. Again, gets a good run out of there. Under no pressure now. So as James Keane heads towards the white flag, Kart 51 leading the way in the Midwest Multimedia Arrow from the Orange Kart Club. He acknowledges the white flag now as he heads into turn number one. Sets his fastest lap of the race that time by with a 46.324. So 46.324, just 0.2 seconds off his qualifying pace. And he did that on lap 9 of the race as Keane heads through the infield for the final time. Through the kink and now towards the double right-hander. The race leader heads up the back straight, finish straight to receive the checkered flag. And James Keane will take the victory. Ryan McLinshaw, good solid job there as he comes across the finish line to pick up second place.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
Senior National Super Heavy, Benjamin Churchland in the 22 on the pole, Kurt Dixon in the 60 out of position number 2, Brent Dixon in the 42 starts out of 3, Reece Harradine has got himself back in after that spin to 4th position, Michael Hazelton's in the 20, Keegan Bryan in the 78, Tony Lawson in the 77, Jeremy Luna in the 9, Ogilvy, Daly, Tresida, Skabiris, Labour and Lua as they head into turn number 1. The jump, Churchland getting the best of it with Dixon right there in second place. That's Curtis. They head down the back straight through turn 4 and on heading towards the hairpin. And it's still Churchland with the advantage. They're all single file, although coming off the hairpin looked like that maybe Harradine got caught one out, one back, and he has been shuffled down a couple of spots. Churchland in the 22, leading on the short shoot from Curtis Dixon, followed by Brent Dixon running in third place. Then it's Reece Harradine. No, it's not. It says Michael Hazelton. Hazelton, then Harradine. Further back then to Lawson, who's made some good work up through the field. Ogilvy also picking up a bunch of spots there. Brain, Tresida, Lua. That's Jeremy Lua, Skabiris, Daly, Laybutt, and Lua round out the running order. So your race leader is Benjamin Churchland. No, it's not. Curtis Dixon has made the pass going into the hairpin. And Curtis Dixon is your new race leader in car number 60. Churchland sits back there in second position. Then it's back to Brent Dixon in third place in the 42 car. A gap back then to the 19 of Reese Harradine, who's gotten past Hazelton now. And he, Hazelton's got the pressure being applied to him by the 77 of Tony Lawson. So Curtis Dixon in that Studio 15 helmet painting cart has really pulled away quite nicely now, giving himself a bit of breathing room at the front of the field as they head through Windmill, through the double left-handers.
So zero laps here.
So I think Simon Lua in that 5P cart didn't actually make it out to the start that time. So Simon Lua, who also had problems in qualifying, as Curtis Dixon leads the way. Brent Dixon tried to make a move going down the hill into the flip-flop on the pit straight, and now through turn four he set up the pass and makes the move. So Brent Dixon up into second position. Churchland, the pole sitter, shuffled back to third. So the Dixon Kart Sport CRG of Brent Dixon, number 42, runs in second now. You could see Benjamin Churchland trying to adjust the carburetor settings that time to improve the performance of that kart as the pole sitter. You would have expected him not to let both of the Dixons pass him, but they're racy here in heat number one. Harradine, Hazelton, Lawson, then it's Brain. Ogilvy, who got himself up to about fifth place off the start, has now started to fall back, and he's dropped back to eighth place. So Ogilvy backing up. Generally Lua is in ninth. Tresida, then it's back to Daly, Skrbiris, Laybutt, the final runner on the circuit. So what can Churchland do? He's closed back in on the back of Brent Dixon. They head up the start-finish straight. Dixon, that's Brent Dixon still holding him at bay. Good battle further on. Hazelton and Tony Lawson, they've been going at it now for all five laps of this first heat. As they head into the hairpin now, it's still Hazelton with the advantage, but Lawson is pushing extremely hard in that Monaco kart. That's the BA Motorsports, entry number 77, pushing the 20. As, oh, Harradine's off the circuit. So Harradine, just at the short chute, makes a mistake, and he will take no further part. He was running in fourth position. So now this Hazelton-Lawson battle is for fourth place on the racetrack, as Hazelton has the advantage at the moment, but Lawson is all over his back bumper. They go into the hairpin once again. And it looks like Hazelton just not quite as good through that hairpin as what Lawson is. Lawson is right on his back bumper. They head through Windmill, the double left-handers on the infield, and then on that short chute heading towards the kink. Hazelton opens up a little bit of breathing room. Lawson just takes a tight line in there just to let him know he's still there and battling. More trouble further back down the pack with the spinners there. That might be the Tresida Daily carts. No, in fact, it's further back than that. It's Paul Skrbiris. So Paul Skrbiris has had dramas, and also the five cart there, who, well, I think I see where the problem is there. That is the five cart going past us, but I don't think Lua has put his transponder on for some reason.
I have another
Yeah. P5 is the cart that's showing up there at the bottom of the racetrack. So as White Flag will be out for the race leader next time by, he heads towards Windmill now, and Curtis Dixon leading the way. Brent Dixon still holding off Benjamin Churchland. Good battles going on all over the racetrack now, as looks like Ogilvy and Bryan. In fact, Lawson has gotten past Hazelton. No, it's in fact Lawson, Ogilvy and Bryan. The 77, 78 and 55 carts all concertinaing back together here in the late stages. But it looks like it's going to be a Dixon 1-2. What can Churchland do going into Windmill? Not close enough to make the pass. They head through the infield now, and on the short shoot, it looks like Brent Dixon has got enough of a buffer. Nothing, though, can stop Kurt Dixon. Curtis Dixon taking the victory. Brent Dixon home in second. Churchland in third. Michael Hazelton in fourth. Lawson will hold off for fifth position. Then Ogilvy gets the pass on Brain. Jeremy Lua, Chris Daly, Jeffrey Tresider, Paul Skubiris, Max Labutt round out the running order. Reese Harradine having a problem at half race distance. So some good racing there in Senior National Super Heavies. Curtis Dixon taking the win eventually. Rookies will be out onto the circuit next. This is the Super Heavy Challenge brought to you by the Orange City Council.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.
As we get set now for the rookies, heat number one, Charles McLansborough in the 76 will start on the pole. Chloe Cossey in the 9 starts out of position number 2. Lachlan Toole in the 13 starts out of 3. Oliver McLansborough in the 75 runs out in 4th. Nicholas Meyer in the 41 and Jake Bullman in the 73P. Now, as I mentioned, the P plate signifies a driver with less than 3 race meetings experience, and you'll notice right across the weekend the P plate drivers will start at the tail end of the field. So we're looking good for a start. away and racing, and it's Chloe Cozzi off the outside of the front row that gets the best of the start. Cozzi with a good move there around the outside leads the way. McLansborough sits in second. McLansborough closing in into the hairpin for the first time, but it's Cozzi, runs very wide coming off the hairpin. That's going to open the door now for Charles McLansborough in the 76, and McLansborough makes the pass. Cozzi just too slow getting back up to speed, and that's also allowed Lachlan Toole to make the move up into second. So Cozzi, the race leader, shuffled back to third, and now with some work to do as McLansborough in the Subway's Bathurst and Kelso cart leading the way from Lachlan Toole. That's the Gulf Western Oils Arrow. From Lithgow, or the Combined Districts Kart Club, is Lachlan Toole along with Chloe Cozzi, both from the Lithgow-based club. Nicholas Myers back there in the top wash entry in the 41. Then it's back to Oliver McLansborough, another of the Bathurst Subway carts. That's the Stocklands Bathurst entry. And Jake Bullman from Grenfell rounding out the field in the 73P. So as McLansborough works through the final turns and up onto the start-finish straight with a healthy buffer, it was 1.1 seconds last lap. It's opened up further to 1.5 seconds. Now, as Lachlan Toole really starting to push his second place position away from Chloe Cozzi, who's back 0.3 of a second back. But Cozzi just not getting off the hairpin as quickly as what Toole is. And that is giving Toole the advantage here. We saw Cozzi, who got the jump into turn number one, just have troubles through the hairpin, which cost her two spots on lap number one. McLansborough, that's Charles McLansborough in the 47.1 second lap times. Lachlan Toole, a 47.2. And Cozzi, a 47.5. You might wonder how that compares to qualifying earlier today. And they were qualifying in the 46s. For McLansborough, it was a 46.3. Cozzi, a 46.776. And Toole, a 46.779. There was nothing between second and third places in qualifying earlier this morning. And as the leaders coming up on their completing lap number four, McLansborough out there quite comfortably. Toole now in second place, and it's Nicholas Myers who has made the pass on Chloe Cozzi to take for third position. So Cozzi backing up quite noticeably. Hopefully there's nothing too seriously wrong with that cart. Oliver McLansborough runs in fifth, and Jake Bullman is back there in sixth position. So as the race leaders work their way back onto the start-finish straight once again, half race distance is now completed. It is Charles McLansborough who leads the way through the flip-flop and down towards turn number four. McLansborough leading. He just got a little bit squirrely going into the hairpin that time. Will that allow Toole to close up much ground? He's got 2 seconds, the gap between himself, McLansborough in the 76, and the 13 of Lachlan Toole. So he doesn't have to push too hard here, although he's into the 46.4s last time by. Toole was a 46.6. This time by, McLansborough a 46.7. And Lachlan Toole was a 46.4. So the gap now is down to 1.8 seconds. Myers is holding Chloe Cozzi at bay. That gap still around about that 3-card length mark. And Cozzi, who has a faster lap than Myers, is still trapped back there in fourth place. After Cozzi got the jump off the start and was your race leader for the first half of the race. Now, Charles McLansborough has made a mistake here, and that has allowed Lachlan Toole to really close up. In fact, with seven laps now completed, we have a new race leader. Lachlan Toole is your race leader, as Charles McLansborough's car is just not reaching the maximum speed it needs. And in fact, Nicholas Myers and Chloe Cozzi, who have closed back up, battling for third and fourth position, are now going to have a three-way battle for second, third and fourth as they come up onto the back of Charles McLansborough. So McLansborough, who had a 2-second lead at one stage, has now found himself, well, probably 2 seconds behind Lachlan Toole. So 8 laps about to be completed here. Lachlan Toole is your race leader. McLansborough, he's just perplexed at what has gone wrong here. Myers and Cozzi still nose to tail as they head through turn four and onto the back straight. And Myers, well, we saw how big the closing speed was on Toole on McLansborough. Myers probably thought he was a chance of catching McLansborough, but McLansborough has gathered it back up. He was 2 seconds slower on that previous lap. The white flag at the ready now for Lachlan Toole, who comes across the start-finish line. Charles McLansborough, well, that car's still not running at full speed. And Nicholas Myers holding Chloe Cozzi at bay in the battle for third and fourth positions. So Lachlan Toole started out of position number 3 in the Gulf Western Oils Arrow. And at the moment, he heads through Windmill for the final time as your race leader. So Toole along the short chute now into the kink and the double right-handers that lead back to the start-finish straight. And Lachlan Toole takes the checkered flag. Charles McLansborough, well, he's ruining whatever went wrong on lap number 8. Nicholas Myers holds off Chloe Cozzi, whilst Oliver McLansborough and Jake Bullman will round out the running order here in the rookies. Heat number 1, part of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
All right, getting set now. Looking for a Clubman Heavy, heat number one. The 11 card of Michael Hazelton will start on the pole. Michael McAuliffe in the 26 starts out of position number two. Nathan Walden in the 80 starts out of three. Glenn Bullman in the 31 starts out of four. Michael Hannaford in the 68 out of five. And Brent Dixon in the six starts out of position number six. So, well, doesn't look too good here for a formation to start racing. In fact, Brent Dixon, a long way back behind the field there. He's only, well, he's struggling to get up to speed. He's gone through the cutout here. Now, from memory, Brent Dixon had real dramas in qualifying. And those dramas seem to have translated into the heats. So Brent Dixon pulls the cart from the circuit. So Michael Hannaford in the 68 was the fastest qualifier. He had a 0.4 of a second advantage over Nathan Walden. From memory, Walden in that IKC cut. Now I'll double check, but I believe that would make him a Queenslander. The IKC is a kart club based up. Yep, it is. So Nathan Walden certainly in the running for the driver who's come the furthest to be part of this weekend's racing. Oh, way in a good even start. Side by side, Walden, in fact, just got a little bit of a bump from Hazelton there, who goes on through the flip-flop to lead them on lap number one. Hazelton from Walden as they head down into the hairpin for the first time. Good run off the hairpin. Walden, who dropped back to third place behind McAuliffe, grabs that spot back as he dives up the inside, going along into the windmill for the first time. As they come across the line, though, race leader, well, it's Michael Hannaford who's got the lead from Walden, and Hazelton is the one that's starting to fade. So Hazelton, who got a good start, but Hannaford there has just got a blinder and he's out in front. So Hannaford in the 68 from Walden, the Queenslander, in cart number 80, runs in second. He's pulling away from Michael Hazelton in the 11 cart. Then it's back to Bullman in the 31 and McAuliffe in the 26. So lap 2 goes in the book, and Hannaford in that 68 cart leading the way, a 41.020 for the Grenfell driver. Michael Hannaford with a 1.7 second lead last time past the start finish line, and it looks like that advantage will be maintained as Hannaford leads Walden. Walden in the 80 cart, as I mentioned, comes from Queensland in the IKC. So for Walden, great to see him coming down to Orange to be part of what we hope will be a very big meeting in the years to come. This super heavy challenge. Hazelton's faded back to third, just not making any impression there. Our best battle on the circuit is the one between the 31 of Bullman and the 26 of McAuliffe for fourth position. Hazelton leading the way, Bullman holding off McAuliffe in the battle for fourth. Walden sits in second position. He is 3.9 seconds ahead of Michael Hazelton in the 11. Hazelton, not much he can do at the moment. In fact, Hazelton's cart looks like it's slowing even further on the circuit because he's losing more and more ground. So Hazelton with some work to do here to pick up the pace of his cart. As, yeah, he lost 2 seconds on that lap to Nathan Walden. Michael Hannaford is your race leader. He heads towards the kink and now charging up into Windmill through the double left-handers on the infield. And Michael Hannaford completely in control of this Clubman Heavy Heat number one. He heads across the start finish line to complete 6 laps. So 4 laps left for Michael Hannaford as he heads down the hill through the flip-flop and into turn number 4. Walden is 2.7 seconds back off the leader. Hazelton a further 6.6 seconds off Walden. Then it's Bullman who's pulling away from McAuliffe in the 26 card. Brent Dixon, as we mentioned, didn't get to even see the green lights. His card off the circuit there in the formation lap. So lap number 7. And Hannaford still keeping the pressure, or still keeping the times up, but nowhere near his best lap, a 40.354. Hannaford just doing what he needs now to control this pace. Walden in the 80 car, back there in second, with Hazelton still in third, fading by a considerable margin each lap now. Hazelton is really starting to drop back in the Mick Race cart. That's the CRG cart, number 11. Leader completes 8 laps now. Michael Hannaford in the 68, leading the way. 80 of Walden in second position. Still no dramas for him as the leader heads through the infield once again. And along the short chute, Michael Hannaford in control as he heads through the final turn, heads up the hill and into turn number one on his final lap. The gap down now to 1.7 seconds as Walden has put in a much harder lap this time. But Hannaford just controlling the race. He's a second off his fastest lap, but just knows he's got the margin covered as he goes through Windmill for the final time. Through the double right-handers and onto the short chute now. And Michael Hannaford from Grenfell is going to take the victory here. Clubman Heavy Heat number one. He heads across the finish line. Hannaford takes the win from Walden. Hazelton a long way back from that front two as he comes across the finish line now. Bullman and McAuliffe will round out the running order. Some great racing there in Clubman Heavy race number one. Up next will be an interesting battle here in the Tag 125 Heavies. If you're enjoying this super heavy challenge here at the Orange Cartway.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. the Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.
Restricted 125. It's Shane Tate who leads the way. Stephen Kerwood in the 99 from Geelong. That's the Extreme Karts Cosmic, ahead of David Kirkwood's in the 58. That's the Birrell Extreme Karts entry. And Scott Dalton Kirby runs in for fourth place. So David Kirkwood had troubles late in that qualifying run. Scott Dalton Kirby was able to jump ahead of him in that qualifying session, but now David Kirkwood showing some good speed here in heat number one on lap two. But Shane Tate is the man to beat in the 10 kart from the Wollongong Kart Racing Club. He just set a 42.274 lap. Stephen Kirkwood in the 99 sits in second position. He's 1.3 seconds back off the leader, with David Kirkwood a further 1.4 back behind him. Scott Dalton Kirby only a second behind David Kirkwood. So Kirkwood not being able to pull too far away from the 68 of Dalton Kirby. But the 10 kart of Shane Tate is well in control of this run. Race leader, Shane Tate from Wollongong. He's very smooth through Windmill and the double left-handers, then onto that short chute now towards the kink and the final right-handers. Tate doing a great job here as he comes up the start-finish straight in that Karting World arrow. So Stephen Kirkwood from Geelong, as we said, great to see so many interstaters here for the inaugural Super Heavy Challenge. And two of them out there, Stephen Kirkwood and David Kirkwood from Geelong in Victoria. Of course, a great karting hub, that Geelong area, hosted the national titles on a number of occasions down there in Geelong, and produced a number of great drivers. Tate across the line to complete the half race distance now. Shane Tate leading the way by 2.1 seconds from Stephen Kirkwood. David Kirkwood back there in third. Then it's got Dalton Kirby in fourth position. So your race leader, Tate, again not wasting any energy from that kart at all. Just putting the kart into position very, very smoothly. Comes out onto the start-finish straight and gives himself about 30 centimetres from the edge of the racetrack. Runs it all the way up that front straight and then just turns in so smoothly into that turn number one. Restricted 125, tag restricted 125. Super heavies, heat number one. Six laps now completed. Tate on lap 7, again just managing his gap back. A 42.2 his last lap, his best a 42.098. He did that on lap number 4. He's working lap 7 and just looking at adjusting. I think what he's adjusting there was the water flow through the radiator. As Tate, Kerwood, Stephen Kerwood in the 99 and David Kerwood in the 58. So they work their way through the infield once again. On lap number 8 now, they head through the final turns and Tate, your race leader, across the start finish line now to start his penultimate lap. So Shane Tate in the 10 car, a 42.315. Well out in front now by 2.7 seconds over Stephen Kerwood. David Kerwood back there in third and Scott Dalton Kirby running in fourth position in the 68 car. So Scott Dalton Kirby down here from Newcastle running in fourth place in the CRG chassis car. White flag out now for your race leader Shane Tate. Now Scott Dalton Kirby has been sitting about a second back right throughout this race on David Kerwood. He's 1.4 seconds back now in the battle for third and fourth. A race leader has dominated this one. His gap at the moment well over 2.8 seconds as he heads through the infield for the final time. And Shane Tate has put on a dominant driving display here to win heat number one of Tag Restricted Super Heavy. Cross the finish line now. Stephen Kerwood sits in second, David Kerwood in third. Scott Dalton Kirby back there in fourth place. Some great racing there in Tag Restricted Super Heavies. Up next, our final heat of the final race of heat number one is the Tag 125 Super Heavies.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club.
So, final race of heat number one. Yellow flags waving down there in turn four. I can't see a card off the circuit, but they're going to go through the cutout, I think. And we'll get racing underway here shortly. Well, Benjamin Jenkins and Michael Hannaford haven't gone past the timing marker, so I'm wondering if these two, and one of those being our Queensland driver. So we're down two carts here. as Jeffrey Cooper in the 14. Well, we've got a cart joining the racetrack now. So hopefully that's Benjamin Jenkins. Not sure if Michael Hannaford has withdrawn from this class. I didn't see him out there for qualifying earlier. So it looks like it is Benjamin Jenkins out on the circuit now. I wonder if he's going to try and use this other cutout. I'm not sure if that cutout's shaped the right way to go through it, so I don't think it is. So Jeffrey Cooper in the 14 cart is on the pole. Alex Taylor in the 23 out of position number 2. Peter Beaton in the 9. 67 is Curtis Dixon. Warren Hall's the 33. And the 17 is Benjamin Jenkins. So Jenkins on a tear trying to
slow down, or if there's an incident.
Hopefully he can get back up into position this time and we'll go racing. So Jeffrey Cooper in the 14 sets the pace here alongside Alex Taylor, to very competitive drivers. We look good for a start. The Ram, CRG, cart number 14, starting on the pole. Away and racing. Very even start. Cooper with the advantage. Oh, the 67 now. Curtis Dixon has slowed markedly on the circuit as the leaders start their work their way through turn 4 and onto the back straight. Into the hairpin now, Cooper in the 14, Taylor in the 23, through the kink towards Windmill as they work through the infield for the first time. Cooper is leading, Taylor getting out a bit of a breakaway here in that first lap, 2 cart lengths his advantage at the moment. Cooper comes across the start finish line. There's Taylor, a gap back then to Peter Beaton. Jenkins up into fourth place. Curtis Dixon behind Warren Hall. In fact, Curtis Dixon has slowed and off the circuit. So Cooper, Taylor, Beaton, Jenkins, Hall is the running order as they head out of the hairpin towards Windmill once again. Cooper in the 14. Works along the short chute now towards that kink and into the final right-handers that lead them back to the start-finish straight. Across the start-finish line, the gap was 0.4 of a second. It remains that big between first and second as they head through the flip-flop and into turn 4. Cooper, Taylor, nose-to-tail into the hairpin. As this tag 125 Super Heavies, heat number 1. As they head through the double left handers now onto the short chute, it's Cooper who is holding the advantage over Taylor, but Taylor is not letting him get away at all. Back there in third, Peter Beaton is trying to close down the battle of the front two. He'd like to see him start mixing it up, make his job a little bit easier. Warren Hall and Benjamin Jenkins further back in the field as Cooper has Taylor look up the inside of him going into turn number 4. They work down the back straight into the hairpin and Taylor is really putting the pressure on as Cooper is withstanding it for the moment through Windmill and the double left-handers now onto the short chute. Cooper less than a cart length between first and second. Peter Beaton in that 69 cart, he would be keen to be able to make the most of this whilst those two battle it up. Across the start finish line, half race distance. No, sorry, 4 laps completed. 4 laps now completed. 41.15 for your race leader, a 41.15 for second place in Alex Taylor. Nothing between those two carts as they head through the kink and up towards Windmill once again. The double left-handers now is where Cooper seems to have the advantage onto the short chute. And he opens up that buffer once again. Alex Taylor in second position closes up along the start finish straight. He turns in, just takes a lot of ripple strip turning in onto that blind downhill run. And that might cost him a little bit of ground here. He closes in through turn four. Now towards the hairpin, there's nothing between first and second once again. Out of the hairpin though, Cooper gets a better acceleration and opens up the gap. So Taylor with some work to do now, as that gap has opened up to about two cart lengths. Beaton still back there in third. Jenkinson, Warren Hall round out the running order, as Jenkinson has made the pass on Warren Hall now, who looks to be slowing himself out on the circuit, the Canberra driver in that Easy Care Hydro Turf Arrow. In fact, it looks like Hall has spun. So Hall's problems have got bigger and bigger. They're about to go a lap down to the leaders too, if he can't get the cart back up to speed quickly. This could be a big opportunity now for Alex Taylor. If Warren Hall does become a factor as the back marker, so it'll be interesting as they're a cart length apart as they cross the start finish line. Cooper and Taylor through the flip flop now. Cooper just managing to stop Taylor from making a lunge into turn four. They head down, nothing between them, into the hairpin. Now that's where Cooper has been good the last couple of laps. They're coming up onto the back of the 33 cut of Warren Hall. Hall keeps out of the way, so doesn't affect the leaders there. Did a good job there, the Canberra driver, getting out of the way of the front two. And there's no change in that running order now. Eight laps completed. Jeffrey Cooper is your race leader in the 14, but Alex Taylor in the 23 is right on his back bumper as they head down the back straight into the hairpin. They work their way out of the hairpin that time. Cooper again it's like he pulls the thread tighter, and then it's closed up again now as they head through the double left-handers. On the short shoot, it looks like Taylor is in his best position for some time to be able to make a run at Cooper as they head up across the start-finish line to start the final lap of the race. Down the hill, on the pit straight, through. They head to turn four, and Cooper has opened up enough of a buffer that stopped Taylor from closing in and attacking him there. Into the hairpin now. What can Taylor do? Cooper and Taylor very even this time as they head towards Windmill. Here comes Taylor up the inside of Cooper. They're side by side through the double left-handers, and Cooper has held on to the spot. Cooper in a great battle there, has held on to the lead as it was Taylor who made the big run at him at Hare Windmill, and it will be Cooper who holds on to the checkered flag. Cooper, Taylor, then it's back to Beaton in the 69 cart. Warren Hall was in the 33 cart, one lap down, and the 17 cart of Benjamin Jenkinson is still working his way through to complete his run. The first set of heats here in the Super Heavy Challenge have now been completed, and it's been an interesting first round, to say the very least.